This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB, saying good morning on this black ice morning. Yeah, I'm taking it easy today in the write-in.
K2PCB, UC2PET, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Ross. Sounds like you're getting an early start today. That's the smart thing to do. Yeah, it was extremely slippery underneath the snow in our parking lot this morning. I pull up to the garage. I had to stop at the garage for a moment, and my truck's, like, sliding. I slid over a couple feet in the parking lot, just stopping in front of the garage. And Park Street and Emerson were the same. As always, I think they put a little more salt down on Broadway, so that's a little nicer, but you know, I can still see it shining back at me away from the actual tire lanes.
Yeah, I don't like it when they do that pre-salt. They do the salt, they know it's coming, the snow, so they salt the night before. And then the snow falls overnight, dilutes the salt, and then it freezes again, and then they get that ice layer.
It's getting cold again. I don't know what temperature, I should know this, but I don't know what temperature that the salt really doesn't do much again besides just, just mechanical traction as if it were sand. But yeah, definitely cooler out than it was yesterday, the day before.
Oh yeah, much cooler, much cooler. Yeah, I'm early today, I need gas, and today's my garbage day. I had to get my garbage out before I left today. So, get a little earlier start this morning.
Yep, similar to me. Like I said, I had to stop at the garage, so doing errands. I did one of the things where I turned off the truck, ran in the garage, ran back out, dusted off the truck, got back in the truck, and I don't think it was long enough to properly shut down the Pi, so it didn't turn back on. I think it just needs another shutdown, pause, and restart. But I don't have any kind of reset switch up here in the front of the cab. It's all remote control based on the ignition switch, and obviously I'm not shutting down the ignition switch, waiting a few minutes, and then turning it back on while I'm driving. So I either let it power cycle at my next stop, or someday maybe I need to put in a kill switch for it, which maybe is not a bad idea. I would just have to wire that in and mount the switch somewhere. But today I'm coming in through DB switch. I think Jeff's in there. I saw an echoing connection when I popped in. Okay, maybe just focusing on the road. I'll give one more pause, see if Brad's out there, say good morning, and then I'll go back to you, Ross.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is KE2GDQ. It is another frigid, snowy day here in western New York.
Well, good morning to you, Brad. How are you doing today? I'm not happy about this 13 degrees, but I guess it's better than the single digits. We'll take it. All right, go ahead, Travis. Obviously, you can't hear me yet. I can hear him just fine, but he must not be able to hear me.
Okay, yeah. Let's see, not too much exciting last night. In fact, it wasn't even a last night. It was the reason I ran into the garage. I grabbed that manual antenna tuner that used to be in that wooden box that I was using for field day, and I'm going to loan that to Larry to assist with his linear repair for Tim. So that's happening. I've been doing some research on how to build a base-loaded coil for that new antenna that I purchased, even though it says it'll operate in the band that I want to operate in. It'll improve efficiency a little bit if I can put a base-loaded coil on either one for 40 meters, one for 80 meters, or maybe just 40 meters. I've even thought of, you know, what if we put two coils end-to-end and then put a jumper on each one? You know, some of the thoughts that we were thinking about yesterday had me thinking about what would it take to build this. And that KB9BBR actually showed where he built his own, and then it wasn't long after he did that that Chameleon, right around the same time, Chameleon came out with a commercial version of that that pairs with the length of the whip that I have in my kit and that this guy also has. And so now I'm torn. Do I want to build my own? Do I want to build one separate for 40, one separate for 80 combined? Run it through some calculators to see. And maybe it'd be just fun to build it. It's not absolutely necessary. It would just improve some efficiencies. So it's not like I need it right away to get on the air. So, yeah, doing some of that research last night.
I've been doing some searching. That'd be cool if you get that up and going. I gotta remember to bring my analyzer for Brad whenever he gets around to doing his antenna. I gotta loan him mine. So far he's got to loan, but that's good. I have. I think I'm all set for a while. I don't really need it.
Yeah, I don't know if you recall the conversation that day I made those. Those little guards for the power button for the analyzers. I have been driving my analyzer SWR meter, power meter, around in the back of the truck for, I guess, a little over a week now. Whenever we want to get together to try that out, or if you just wanted to try that on your own, Brad, even the power meter is really straightforward, power meter SWR. The analyzer is a little more involved, but it's still not bad. But yeah, you're welcome to it at any time.
Thanks, Travis. If you are available around lunchtime today, I could swing by and we could walk through it and I could give them a try if that works for you.
That 100% works for me. I'm on board.
Oh, great. I will text you when I'm on my way. It usually takes me about 10 minutes to get there, so that would give you enough time to meet me outside. That sounds good.
Okay. Are you envisioning bringing your antenna, or are you just going to take the equipment and play at home?
I was thinking of bringing the antenna just because I want to show it off. Because it's kind of hokey in a way, but it's kind of cool in a way.
Okay, I'm all for that. That sounds like a good plan to me. And remind me again which connector you put on the end of the antenna.
It is an SMA, but I have adapters to go from SMA to SO239 or PL. I have connectors that can do that, to go that direction. You guys still in there? KC2PET, are you out there?
KE2GDQ, KC2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if any of the last of my transmission came across because I'm using DB switch and I had a phone call. If I'm talking directly into the radio, I should be able to communicate that I'm getting an incoming call and then take it. When I'm on DB switch, it drops DB switch and the phone takes over. It doesn't answer, it just rings. But it doesn't give me the opportunity to switch over at my leisure. I don't know if you were able to hear me say that I had a phone call coming in. But anyway,
I don't think I heard a response as to what connector was on that, to make sure we're good.
right now there's an SMA connector, but I do have mating connectors to use for the other type of connectors.
Okay, that works out perfect. I'm 90, 80, maybe only 80% positive that I have the reverse polarity SMA in that box. Yeah, I think we're good. Okay, cool. That sounds like a plan then. So lunchtime. And, yeah, shoot me a text. Let me know for confirmation. But it's 6:45, so I'm going to pop out. And I'll see you guys later and see the other guys on the inside. This is K2PCB.
73, to you, Travis. This is KE2GDQ. Is KC2PET out there?
Good morning, Brad. I missed your dead spot.